This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome back to WWE Voices. Today we have the CEO of Shop Premium Outlets, Neil Grover. Neil, thank you for taking time out today.
Absolutely. It's really nice to talk to you with you.
So the before we hit the record button, I was sharing about my daughter's love of the Woodbury Commons experience, right? And you know how at the end of the day, when I take her there, I'm $600 poorer. And Neil, what did you say? You said it's.
I said, well, that's really $1,800 worth of value you just got for the $600.
And that's the key, isn't it? For you know, for the premium experience, right? That's an outlet. But tell us a little bit. Let's back up and tell us about the Shop Premium and the origins. You serve as CEO, correct? Right.
I do. Yes.
Tell us maybe when it was launched. What was the impetus behind kind of launching this product or service?
Sure. Yeah. So, David Simon Property Group, you know, are the largest owners of the outlets in the United States, and you know, they run the premium outlets, and they have over 70 of those, and usually they're about an hour to an hour and a half away from major cities. And David's thought was that a lot of these outlets don't have front-end websites, and you know, where it may be inconvenient at times for consumers to make it out to the outlets, and for the brands, because they haven't really created these front-end websites, that it would be a good opportunity to create, you know, a marketplace that consists of all these different outlets. So it's really, David Simon then went and met with Michael Rubin, who's the owner of Rue Gilt Group and Fanatics and other things, and they created a joint venture called Shop Premium Outlets. I came in then to run the business, to launch the business and run the business back in March 2020, I think my first day was that I came on to help was March 11th. I think it was deemed a pandemic on my flight over and, with COVID. So interesting times for sure. But actually, in some ways, you know, a good time for really driving value and value shopping over the last few years. Not that it's not ever a good time. It always is a good time, but especially a good time now. So that was really the main impetus for creating the platform. We've definitely expanded it beyond that. So we focus, we are a marketplace, but we really like to call ourselves more of a shop and shop. This is now my fifth marketplace that I built and run, and a lot of our team has been together for over a decade, some for over two decades, building and running marketplaces. And so we take a very different approach, and we can do that because we're really part of Simon that cares not only about the consumer purchasing, but about the brands and the retailer selling as well. So we have some unique interests that may be different than other places. And so we focus on premium and luxury brands only. It's a curated selection of brands. Today we have a little over 250 different brands and retailers selling on the platform. And everything is on sale, clearance, or outlet. So it's not just outlet. We actually, right, in fact, have a lot of product that comes from the mainstream malls, you know, first markdowns that are on sale, though. But everything is on sale, clearance, or outlet product. So that's really the impetus and our main focus.
And it's not an endless marketplace. It's curated, focused, but there's enough in there for like a consumer who loves to treasure hunt is going to find some really good stuff, right?
Oh yeah, we've got amazing deals. We've got many of our brands that are on the platform as well. Again, don't sell in other marketplaces, yeah. and so we offer a lot of different unique benefits to the brands, and because of that, we've gotten, as more and more brands have focused on their own sites and their own direct to consumer experiences, some are a little weary of the big technology marketplaces out there that are collecting all the data and utilizing it themselves. Others, you know, it's still a great place to get your brand out there and reach new consumers. We try to reach both of those brands, and so we do things differently, and that enables these brands to come on our platform. And so then our customers are able to find, as just you, like you're going into a mall, you know, a collection of all your favorite products all on sale in one, you know, one location with one checkout.
So, you know, we're recording this in December, you know, the big holiday kickoff started already. And it's so funny, if you look at the trends over the past year, you know, online really soared, obviously, because, you know, during COVID, it sort of backed down. And as consumers were returning to stores, yet this past, you know, the Black Friday, the most recent Black Friday was a remarkable, and Cyber Monday was a remarkable record-setting online experience for brands. So what's going on? Are we shopping in stores? Are we shopping online? Where are we shopping? Both?
Both, definitely both. And I think it's going to always be both. You're right. We have seen, especially this year, the trend being, you know, consumers want to get back into malls. They want to get back into stores. They want to touch and feel products. You're seeing more and more of buy online, pick up in stores, continuing to accelerate. But you are still seeing, you know, folks looking for great values online and convenience. And we've had the benefit of really both, because we are tied into, you know, by namesake for sure, the outlets, but also, you know, all the different Simon properties. We get to market, we get to advertise, we actually get to use inventory from those stores. As an example, we launched buy online, pick up in store with Mulberry last year. I believe we were the first marketplace to ever launch that, where you buy it on a marketplace and then you go pick it up at the brand store. So we're great with pushing people into brands, you know, their own physical stores and driving traffic to them. And so we want to tie into both, but we had a great holiday, thankfully, so far. There's still, you know, a few weeks left here, but we've seen nice growth. We're up over 100% year over year, and we had a great holiday kickoff. And consumers are learning more and more about us and about all the new brands we're adding on. And so definitely getting the advantage of that, but still being able to tie into the brick and mortar locations.
Tell us about this, if you go a little deeper on the user experience. You mentioned it's curated, but how is it refreshed? You know, how do you engage members or customers? How does that work?
And what, sure. And,
so, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the brands all get their own storefront. So that's first and foremost. If you just want to go and shop in a Coach Outlet store, you can just shop inside of the Coach Outlet store. If you want to go into, you know, Zadig or Adidas, we have over 250 of these different storefronts. But then we also bring them together in different collections. They're merchandise based on seasonality, based on gifts, different price points, different sizes. And then we also have automated looks. And so if you want to just get different looks, we've got personal stylists that are creating looks that you can pick and choose from those looks and purchase, that are a collection of all the different brands and products coming together. And then as a consumer that's been shopping, you know, you'll get recommendations of similar items. And, you know, we do a good amount of learning from what you've like to try to give you the most curated and best experience without being overly intrusive. And so it's both, where you can choose to shop a specific brand, or you can look around the mall and get an understanding of everything that's there and really, you know, kind of dabble around.
So it's in a virtual experience of the luxury outlet experience.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Premium and luxury brands.
So, and who is the target customer? How would you describe him or her?
You know, it's. Our demographic today is a little bit more female than male, although we are seeing more and more male products and male consumers, on our site. But it's about 60-40 female to male. Late 20s to early 50s, really, because, again, we're reaching younger and younger as I think the consumer is getting stretched a little bit more. But across the board, we're seeing, you know, more folks looking for value, and that's really what we bring.
And speaking of value, can you talk in terms of the value proposition for consumers and then the value proposition for the brands that participate?
Yeah, for the consumers, it's a couple fold. One, it's discovery. We want you to find the best brands in one location instead of having to go to each specific brand's own website. As I said, a lot of these brands don't sell on the Amazons of the world or, you know, the mass market marketplaces. And that's what I built, you know, a few of those in the past. And I understand the reason why folks go there, and also understand why brands don't want to go there. And so we really focus on how do we bring these great set of brands on. So for the consumer, you can come in and you can find, you know, the most amazing brands all on value. And so you're getting a great product from a great brand at a great value. You're able to discover new brands. You can purchase them all in one location. We now have, you know, a loyalty program that you're earning loyalty points, you know, back from us. We'll be doing some unique things with brands tying into their loyalty programs as well. So you'll be earning double points in certain cases. We've got great live stream events that we do. And so you can really, you know, get the feeling of being at the outlets. We do a lot of live stream events from the outlets. And again, if you're, the outlets are not conveniently located near you, if you haven't been able to go to the iconic Woodbury Common or any of the other locations, actually, you know, we'll bring them to you virtually. And so you get a really rich experience purchased all under one house, one location in one cart. You can purchase your items and get them all shipped directly to you.
And the value proposition for brands is better serving the customer, right?
I mean, yeah, it's reaching a new customer in all cases, actually. I mean, some of the brands that have the highest penetration at the outlet, some of the, you know, the largest brands that you'll see at almost all the outlet locations that work with us, they're seeing a significant number of new customers through our channel. And in some cases, we actually will share that customer data with the brands as well. And so we, again, because we really want the brands to do well for other reasons than just our own platform, being that Simon is, you know, in many cases a partner to these folks, that, you know, we want these brands to do well. And so we share a lot of data. We anonymize a lot of data so they can just become much more knowledgeable about what's happening in the market. That not only helps them on our platform, but hopefully helps them on their own. But we'll also share customer data in certain instances. And so, so again, it's a very unique model that most marketplaces are, to my knowledge, no other marketplaces do.
And it's interesting you mentioned that, you know, Simon Property Group is renowned for sort of partnering in the true sense with their brands. It's not like you sign a lease and then you're on your own. You guys can you talk a little bit about that and how Simon differentiates in that regard in partnering?
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is in some cases, you know, there's definitely, you know, part of the rent is based on how the sales go in the stores. And so they have incentive for the stores to do well. And so they do a lot of extra services at the locations. They do, you know, a lot of different things to drive traffic into the locations and make sure that consumers are having a great experience there. And so we're really an extension of that. You know, one of the other great benefits for the customers and the brands is as I mentioned, you know, buy online, pick up in store. And so, you know, one of our things early on was to make sure that we would utilize the locations as much as possible. And so you'll see a lot more brands enabling store-based inventory on our platform, where again, consumers can purchase it on our platform in our shop-in-shop marketplace. They can get it shipped to them if that's the most convenient, but if they want to see what size is in stock at the local location, they want to go pick it up, they can buy it from us and go pick it up there and get it, you know, curbside or get it inside the store. And so it's, you know, it's a really good partnership in that sense.
How does that work, like logistically, like under the hood of, do you have access to their inventory? How does that...
We do. So we get inventory feeds from all of our partners. Certain of the partners we're getting store-based inventory feeds, not yet widespread, but starting to happen more and more. But across the board, we get inventory feeds from all of our partners. And then the consumers place the orders on our site. And then we send an order file back to the brands, you know, so they ingest that into their systems. And they then, it goes into their normal e-commerce systems that then ships the product to the consumer, or it goes into their store to say this product's been purchased, you know, set it aside for the consumer.
And you guys recently teamed up with Alibaba for 11/11 to do a live stream event. Can you walk us through that? Like, how did that go? What was the some of the success or learnings from that?
Yeah, sure. You know, Woodbury Common that you mentioned, you know, is very famous, not just domestically, but internationally, and drives a lot of consumers there, many from Asia, in fact. And, you know, China's been in lockdown, you know, much more than other places. And so their consumers have not been able to travel. And so Alibaba came to us and said, look, we'd love to open up some of this inventory to the Chinese consumer, you know, through Tmall Global, their international platform. And so we created a live stream partnership, and we launched it for 11/11, but it's still actually going on through the holidays. So they have a little location set up inside of Woodbury Common where they're doing live streaming events, and we're working with the different brands to highlight certain products that they choose to make available. And really, again, expand the consumer, you know, from those that can actually show up at Woodbury Common to those that, you know, are able to purchase online and have the products shipped to them.
What is your view, like, you know, as you see the consumer kind of behavior changing over the past, you know, through the pandemic, how do you see the consumer behavior or evolving, or the shopping experience, whether it's on a marketplace or online marketplace or in physical stores? How do you see that evolving over the next few years?
I think, you know, consumers are getting more in tune with how much they're spending, for one. I mean, I think last year you saw a lot of luxury purchase with no, you know, anything luxury at any price was being sold because there was more scarcity. Right. I think that's changing, especially as, you know, consumers are getting a little bit more cost conscious. And so looking for value, people still want great brands, great products, but they want them as the best price and best value they can possibly get. The other piece is convenience. I think folks really want, you know, items as conveniently as they can and as efficiently and quickly as they can as well. I think one of the big things that Amazon's taught everyone is that you can get products pretty fast. And, you know, folks don't want to wait a long time. And so that's why in e-commerce, you have to make sure you can still deliver a, you know, a quick and good and seamless experience for the consumer. And that's where, you know, one, you know, we've got a network of a couple hundred different brands now shipping directly, but we also have a, you know, a network of hundreds of locations that we're utilizing or going to be utilizing. And so to enable consumers to, again, most conveniently pick up their products.
And for the brand, like the brand mix, do you see, you know, as emerging brands or so-called emerging brands, as they mature, you know, do they get rolled into this mix of, you know, the outlet experience? Is that happening?
They do, and yes, it is. In fact, we have brands on our platform today that are not in Simon Properties themselves. So we have actually expanded beyond because there are some amazing D2C brands that consumers love to purchase from. You know, we are seeing more brand. What's interesting is we're actually seeing those brands, one, doing very, very well, but two, wanting to now open up locations as well, physical locations. And so some have come to us and said, can we start with you and see where we're getting sales geographically and then decide to open up a physical location based on that? And so it's actually kind of the reverse of what we probably went into this thinking, that would just be the folks that are in physical locations saying, well, great, we'd love to expand and come on to the online side. It's those that are, in fact, not even on in physical locations going, look, this is a great way for me to figure out where my consumers are and where I can really expand, you know, with a physical location as well.
And you would have that, the data would be informed by data. Like, are you talking about like maybe doing a pop-up to test it or?
Yeah, it can be a pop-up, but some pop-ups, some are, you know, wanting to get into, you know, the Simon Premium Outlets or the malls based on that.
Nice. Well, we have just a couple minutes left. Thank you for your time. But can you just, is there any like one or two key takeaways that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
You know, if you're a brand and you're wondering, should I expand beyond my own platform, my own site? You know, obviously, I always tell brands the number one place you should be selling is on your own site, because that's, you know, that's how you build that best consumer experience. But there are ways to expand your brand, get it out there in front. Even if you're the most popular brand in the world, you may not be reaching a demographic that you think you are. And you should take a look. And there are other marketplaces. I think we're unique and really beneficial to brands for multiple reasons. The biggest of which is, you know, the partnership with Simon, or the ownership by Simon. But that allows us to really share data, which I think is really key and important for brands, as well as help drive people into their full price funnels. And so, again, we really want to be the location to sell your on sale, clearance, outlet product, and then let you sell that full price product to the same consumer. And so it becomes a very symbiotic relationship. And on the consumer side, you know, it's a place to get your favorite brands, favorite products at the best value. And you know, I think that's going to be more and more important as we continue to go on.
Amazing. Neil, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for tuning in today, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.